And you love it so much. I want to learn about Chinese pottery. I want to know everything you know.
Now that could take you a very long time.
I don't care. You take such pride in your possessions. I want to share in that part of your life.
Oh, you shall. Never doubt it. Excuse me, my dear. There. Even exposure to the air may be damaging.
How sad.
Sad?
That something so lovely could be so easily destroyed.
Any thoughts?
This girl has led an extraordinary life. There have been several public scandals.
There's one of the man himself.
Expensive tastes. He collects things.
What sort of things?
Books, pictures.
An artistic side of his nature.
Yes, it seems. Good Lord.
What?
He's a recognized authority on Chinese pottery. That seems to be his principal interest. He's written a book about it.
A complex mind. All great criminals have that. My old friend, Charlie Peace, was a violin virtuoso.
You really think this man's a great criminal?
Very likely. Now, I suspect that there's more to Baron Gruner than a simple wife murderer. Yes, considerably more.
Will you start by seeing the young lady?
No. No, this is a case that calls for the direct approach.
I rather thought I should see you sooner or later.
Then I'm pleased not to have disappointed you.
You have been employed to stop my marriage to Miss Violet de Merville. That is so, is it not? My dear May, you will only ruin your well-deserved reputation. I strongly advise you to draw off at once.
Curious. That was the very advice I intended to give to you.
Excuse my amusement, Mr. Holmes, but it really is funny to see you trying to play a hand with no cards in it. I don't think anyone could do it better, but it is rather pathetic all the same. Not a high card there, Mr. Holmes. Nothing but the smallest of the smart.
So you think.
So I know. Let me make the thing clear to you. I have been fortunate enough to win the entire affection of this lady in spite of the fact that I told her very clearly of all the unhappy incidents in my past life. I also told her that certain wicked and designing person, I hope you recognize yourself, would come to her and try to poison her mind against me. And I warned her how to treat them. You will be wasting your time, sir. I can tell you exactly what my fiancée's response will be.
I believe I'd prefer to hear the lady speak for herself.
Since you have been obliging enough to lay your cards on the table, I believe I shall do the same. Yes. Why not? Have you heard of post-hypnotic suggestion, Mr. Holmes? Clearly you have. Well, visit Miss de Merville and you shall see how it works. The man of personality can use hypnotism without any vulgar passes or tomfoolery. She's ready for you, sir. Quite ready. Good day to you.
Listen to me, Baron. If you persist in this marriage, you will raise up a swarm of powerful enemies who will never leave you alone until they've made England too hot to hold you.
Not a high card there. Good day.
Good day.
Oh, by the way, Did you know Lebrun, the French investigator?